Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you New Age and holistic practitioners, news, resources, and trending information from across the community. We welcome your feedback and suggestions for future programming, and yes, we do take questions on the air. Please visit us for free at newageguild.com to find a practitioner and what's happening in your community and beyond. And please don't forget to follow our program before the end of the broadcast. So sit back, enjoy the show, and welcome to our many guests and our wonderful listeners.
Boy, howdy. Here we are at the end of another month, coming into the final throes of July, and we've got Sonic Nova on the air. Hi, Sonic.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing awesome. It's always so much fun to talk to you, and I have some awesome news. You've got, like, so many people waiting online to talk to you. That,
wow.
Switchboards are lighting
Yay!
Up. Yay, so it's really super cool. So since this is going to be kind of your regular time slot, I wanted to kind of get things going around, you know, kind of the voice of what you want to talk about tonight.
Sure.
You know, if you have a specific area that you'd like to focus on or, you know, what you wanted to talk about, I wanted to open up with that so that we can get back. We got some feedback going on
sure.
in the background, so I'm not sure what that is. But go ahead and
maybe
tell us what you want to talk about
today. Let me check. Is that better?
Given off feedback.
Okay.
See how you are.
It was probably my phone that was doing the feedback thing.
So tell us a little about yourself, Sonic.
Oh, wow. Where do I start? I've had two near-death experiences. Well, actually, two death experiences that I resuscitated myself back into living after they put the sheet over my head and told my pronounced me dead to my parents. I've had amazing experiences in Mount Shasta and the Harmonic Convergence when I actually was invited into Telos and went down into Telos and visited with the beings down there. I've had some pretty incredible experiences driving my car, you know, and everybody's getting into a car accident and spinning, and I'm able to, like, cruise right by them. You know, it's like insane things like that. People have been in my car with me when I was in Vegas. I had a little Cabriolet, VW Cabriolet, and this woman came and was going to sideswipe me, and the woman that was sitting next to me, she was, like, so freaked out, and I said, don't freak out, just relax. And I swear to you that the front part, because she was going to hit the front part of my car, it totally, like, the front part of my car disappeared. And she ran right past us and in front of us and didn't hit us at all. So things like that have happened where I'm able to, I think it has to do with my telekinetic abilities that I'm not fully in control of, that I'm able to do stuff like that. And I do use those telekinetic abilities. I do have the ability to control those when I'm doing medical intuitive healing sessions on people. So to give an example, the last 2 weeks I've been working on a woman called Christina. She has Lyme disease, Epstein-Barr virus. I mean, oh, I feel so terrible for her. She's like only 30 years old and has all kinds of very, very bad health issues. And she had me work on her spleen and... what was the other? There was two organs that I worked on, and actually, before I worked on her, she was telling me she was like a sieve. She kept drinking water, and she just kept, you know, it kept coming out of her, and nothing would, you know, she was dehydrated even though she was drinking water, and that's part of the spleen function as well as the, I forgot that other organ that's next to the spleen. So we did some work on her, and she was telling me I regenerated her spleen, like, completely, and I asked her how she was doing, and she said, I'm not having the problem with my sugar level problem. Spleen obviously has to do with sugar, and I'm totally absorbing my water, so I'm pretty blown away. So that's just one example. I haven't really gotten a chance to talk to her about, let's see, Christine. I have her information here. we were doing the other organ that I worked on, and I only worked on her one organ for like 15 minutes, but I know her, so it's easy for me to do that. So, you know, miraculous stuff like that happens.
That's really, that's you know, a lot of information and all kinds of really cool stuff from the things that you
yeah.
can do to help people, the things that you've experienced yourself. And I'm always
right.
Delighted to kind of see how all the stuff manifests through everyone's gifts when they've had all these experiences. And you
right.
have this interesting process you call your avatar. So I've actually never heard
yeah.
of that until I engaged with you, and I'd love for you
uh-huh.
to talk a little bit about that, and then we're going to have to start
sure.
taking some callers before people start getting angry
because sure.
you got a ton of people.
Uh-oh. That's funny. And the pancreas and the spleen. So we worked on her pancreas first and then her spleen. Sorry about that. So anyhow, my avatar, people have different names, and I want to explain and describe what the real meaning of avatar. Avatar comes from the Vedic traditions, the Hindu traditions, okay? It's in the Vedas. And what it really means, and this is, I got this definition before, because they're always changing things on the internet. So I got this definition before the movie Avatar ever came out, okay? And avatar is not like a little symbol that you use, you know, like people use their avatar, you know, symbol for like Skype or other, you know, different places, other programs. So it's not that. It's actually what it is. It's a direct link to the divine. So being an avatar in ancient Hindu traditions, the avatars were, you know, examples would be like Buddha, Jesus Christ. There are these saints that, well, they call them like Maharamharshni is one of the gentlemen. People that can do like miraculous kind of stuff. I forgot the name of the gentleman that was manifesting Babudi. He's no longer with us. Babaji, okay. Those are, they call those people in India avatars. Okay, and they, like the Dalai Lama, they would consider like an avatar.
Okay,
so it's basically you being the connection to the divine, and what I really see it as is integrating your most people would call their higher self. Okay, that's your avatar self. What I call it is your universal self, or infinite self is what I like to call it. And that's what my avatar is. And my, when you integrate your personality or your, I want to say your personality or your spirit is part of your personality, your ego, okay, is what is attached to your spirit. When you integrate it with your soul, which is always hanging up above you, it never really is embedded in people's bodies. It's like it's not incarnated. Your soul tends to gravitate above due to the fact that your personality is working things out in the physical plane here, in our world, in our physical, you know, earth. But there's been several times in my lifetime that in the latter years, like the last 10 years, that has been a tremendous amount of integration between my avatar self and my personality. And my personality, what that requires is for you to back up and allow your personality, your ego, to let go of its attachments, if you like, to who you are. You're not your work, okay? You can't define yourself by your work, what you do for a living, the cars that you own, the houses that, or, you know, that is not you in its totality. That is a representation of you here in the physical earth. So what it requires is you letting go of, and I'm not saying losing your personality, that would be very detrimental, but you, your personality, allowing this dance with your soul to integrate with your avatar self so that that wisdom can come pouring through you. And there is a lot of wisdom that comes through.
I like it. Well, I think it's time for you to play with some of our callers
okay.
that are waiting patiently
you
for
it.
You. So I'm going to take the first caller. Good evening. You're
you
on the
it.
Air with Sonic. Who are we talking to? Hello?
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
This is Gigi. How are you?
This is your name is Gigi?
Gigi.
Gigi. Oh, okay. Hi, Gigi. I'm good. How are you?
Okay. All right. I'm having a very quiet evening. And thought I would tune in, and I loved what you were just saying.
Great.
Sorry.
Where are you calling us from, Gigi?
California.
Great. Okay. So, do you have any specific questions or something you want to share with me and folks here on the radio show?
You know, it's not so much about the share. It's about the questions I'm, you know, wanting to kind of get some insight. And
okay.
I was just wondering if you just want to pick up on whatever Spirit is trying to message, Spirit's trying to deliver and all.
Sure. Okay. So let me get this clear. So you're looking for information to come through me about what is there a specific question you have, or
okay, all right. If you want me to ask a specific question, I can.
It's a little bit easier because we don't have a lot of time, so it just makes it a little bit easier for us to do it that way. That's all.
Okay. Yeah. So for me, I am actually I would say in a transition right now.
Okay.
You know, I kind of like have one foot in. Being very about this new journey that I'm taking, or this new part of the journey.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with moving, finding the right place. And it also has to do with, because I did find a place, and I would be taking a big bite of the apple. And, of course, that goes along with having confidence in what to manifest in the near future. So therein lies the kind of where I am with that.
Okay, so I guess I'm going to repeat this and see if I get this right. That's why I do that, and to make sure I'm listening correctly. What I'm getting is that you're on your journey to a big transition and moving to a different location, and what you're hoping for is that if you move to a different location, whether it's in California or Oregon or wherever, right, that once you get there, you're able to manifest the means to be able to support yourself living in this new location. Is that correct?
Yes, and it's actually a local. It's just moving from one residence.
What's that?
But it's a pretty big step. It's just moving into another, it's a home of my own.
Okay, great. Awesome. Okay, this is what I see. Thanks for clarifying that. You definitely will fare well, not incredibly well. It's going to be a little bit tight, and it's going to feel, it's almost like what I feel is that you have to do some minor adjustments, you know, in your new home in terms of your budget. And if you readjust your budget, there's some things that there's some discretionary income for that you've been doing that you don't need to do. It's a matter of moving things. You know what I mean? It's like there's a puzzle here, and if you move things around and get rid of some of the stuff that you're paying for that's not really bringing you a benefit, that will cover what you need to meet your nut without you having to change anything else, you know. And it's just going to be a matter, and I also saw that if you choose, by the way, since you're buying your own home and you're going to live in it, at a future date, if you choose to have somebody help you with the mortgage, like a roommate, you'll be able to do that. But that's up to you. But at this point, what I see is that it's going to be fairly easy for you to figure out all your expenses, to just delineate all your expenses, you know, and there are certain things that are superfluous that, you know, aren't, it's like you're paying for them, but there's no need to pay for them, that you can get rid of, and then that income can go towards paying your mortgage and all that stuff. And I do see that if you do that, then you're going to be more balanced and things are going to work out better for you.
Okay. Very good.
That was awesome. Did you have any other questions for Sonic, or was that, did that give you what you needed?
Good
question.
Well, I was hoping to hear that my business, you know, the fact that I'm moving into a new place and allowing myself to step into my business even more, offer me that ability that things were going to actually...
You didn't tell me about your business. You told me that you're moving into a new home, you know, and that you're biting the bullet for that, and we didn't discuss your business. So I didn't see that.
No,
I didn't see
fine.
That. Okay. So do you want me to answer questions about your business, if it's going to be successful or not, now that you're going to be able to put more time into it while you're at home working on your business, right,
sure.
The home-based business?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Can I ask you a question, ask you what type of business it is, if you don't mind sharing that with me?
Well, it's a consulting business for the home.
Okay.
So actually call me into the home to create an environment and also nutrition and personal chefing.
Beautiful. So almost like a life coach, right? Kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
What'd you say? Okay, cool. Okay, so here's what I see. I see that your business, you know, it's going to be transitional stuff that we all have to deal with when we have to move, right? So that's going to put a little bit of a slowdown on. But once you move into your house, then I definitely see your life coaching business really starting to take off, especially if you actually promote it in your local area, you know, and do... I'm sure you have a website and you advertise it in your local area and you do events and that sort of thing. Especially if you do events, and I don't know why I'm seeing you in the Bay Area, but I'm seeing you there, you know, that when you go out and do events, like if you get invited to BAM, which is on meetup.com and other places like that, to do talks and stuff about what you do and help and show people what you can do, then you'll start to build a really nice big practice. So that's what I see. I'm pretty practical besides being psychic, you know. And I just see that, you know, once you're settled in your house and everything is good to go and you're ready to take this on, then is a time to go out there and really start promoting yourself, you know, in a different way, in a new way, which would be, you know, going to events in your local area, like the meetup events. I like those better than actually, you know, going to a chamber of commerce and all that stuff, you know.
Right.
Then I see you really, like blooming, you know, like really flourishing. And then what I see is that of the people that you're helping, they're going to refer you more people, and it's just going to be, you know, a roller coaster. You know, not up and down. Initially it will be, but what I mean by that, it's just going to keep rolling in, you know.
Right.
So, yes, I do see great success for you.
Awesome.
Great.
Great. Thank you for calling in. All right, Sonic. So what I really got that was really cool is as you're talking to people and how you're able to really kind of dig into their what they need and what they're looking for. Because often I find people kind of have, I need a question answer, but I don't know what my question is.
Right, exactly.
How are you able to get to that, to cut to the chase to that and really dig in without making people angry, would really make them see that they have a specific question? How are you able to do that?
Well, I think you just saw it in action, right?
Yeah.
I first answer their question, even though it's vague. And then, like we did, I ask them if I didn't answer a part of their question or have another question, you know, because what happens is when I start reading for people and I start to open them up, if they let me, you know, and that's the other thing that's really important, enter into their field and I can really see for them. Then from there, what happens is all of a sudden they get a ton of questions that start popping in their heads. You know, that's usually what happens when I do a private reading, is we just open, you know, through the first question they have, you know, that I answer, I go, is there any other question? And they go, yeah, I have, oh, now that you brought this up, you know, I want to know how my business is doing. I want to know how my life is doing. And I ask them for details. I tell them, look, you know, I can guess if you want, or I can remote view to see what's going on, and it's pretty impressive. But to save you time, especially if you're on the clock with me, why don't you tell me exactly, get to the point of exactly what you want, so I can save you money and time. And people always love that, right, that I'm saving them money and time. And that's how I get to that, really, is when I'm doing a private session, that's what I tell people. I go, hey, you know, this is costing you money, and I'm very conscious of it, so let's be very specific about your questions and exactly what you need so I can meet your needs.
Beautiful. Well, I'm going to let you meet the needs of another caller.
Okay.
So,
great.
Here we go. You are on the air with Sonic.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Mary Lou. How are you?
Hi, Mary. Good. How are you?
I'm fine. I would love a reading tonight, or a message from my angels, or whatever helps me on my voyage.
Okay. Cool. First of all, can I'd like to give you a message first from your avatar self, because we all have one, and we just talked about it, right? We talked about the avatar self, which is your infinite self, or if you like, your soul. And what your soul is telling me is that there's been too much dependence on external sources of information. And that it would be really, really healthy and good for you to go within. Your soul is also telling me that you're incredibly intuitive, but you doubt yourself too much. It's like you're always second-guessing what comes up automatically, instinctually for you. You always try to second-guess it because you're afraid you're going to be wrong. And that you're super intuitive, and your first inclination is always the right inclination. So that's part of what your soul wants to provide to you. The other part is your angels, if you like. We all have guarding angels, right, that guard us here. Your guarding angel is the one that, like, popped in first that said, and I don't know exactly why they're saying this, but they're saying that you're safe and that everything's going to be okay. It's all going to work out.
It's not going to
work out exactly like you were planning. So stay open for adventure and possibility, as opposed to being set, you know, absolutely set in stone, because then you'll be disappointed. But if you open yourself up to the universe and receiving what the universe is going to bring you, your guiding angel has said it's going to be so much better than what you asked for.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah.
Mary? Oh, awesome.
It's Mary Lou, and yes, I am.
Mary Lou.
You ever feel drop a creek without a paddle? Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
You know, so that's the main message, is just for you to follow your intuition, your first feeling about something is the right one, and secondly, to don't worry about the small stuff. It's all small stuff, and what you're in the process of manifesting is going to come to be, and it's going to be much greater if you just allow for it to unfold itself. You know, we always, when we're manifesting stuff, it's really interesting. We always, I do this myself, by the way. That's why I said we. Is we always, like see things happening in a certain way, in a particular, and if we get stuck, if our ego gets stuck and this is the way it's going to have to come in, this is when it's going to come in, and this is how it's going to come in, we'll never see it when it comes in. But if we open ourselves up, I always tell people, you get to tell the universe the what, in other words, what you want. The universe gets to tell you how it's going to deliver it and when. Okay? And
wow.
It's going to deliver it far more magnificent than what you are asking for, because the universe is unlimited. We're the ones that limit ourselves. And then the other component that plays into that is, are you worthy? Do you really feel worthy? Because that's what stops our manifestations, is a lack of worthiness, if that makes sense. So, you know, when something really big shows up, sometimes people boycott it or they don't feel like they're worthy, so they push it away, you know, or even before energetically you start to feel the energy of it and you're like, oh, this is too much, I can't handle it. So the universe goes, okay, we'll take it away.
Wow.
So you got to be really, really clear and really present and not fearing that future moment that you've created, that the universe is conspiring with you to manifest, and allowing it to be what it is. Pretty
very
awesome.
Cool.
Huh?
Very
yeah.
cool. Does that help? How did you like that? Well, that was a really great message.
Yes, it does help, and it's spot on. I keep talking because I think I might get another puzzle piece that helps me figure out what to do next. Not
well,
that I
was
going
to say, Sonic, how would she reach
that
out to you if she wanted to work with you for some more information?
She can get a hold of me through my website, which is sonicnova.net. Very simple, SONICNOVA.net. And I charge $2.08 a minute. I've been doing that for 5 years now, you guys. I mean, I'm super, compared to other people, I'm very inexpensive. And you can book a 15-minute reading with me, and it'll cost you $35, and you'll get a ton of info. So I suggest that if you're willing to do that, you can do that on my website. And I do have a free chat there, so I can chat with people and direct them of how they can book an appointment with me and all those details.
Awesome.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. You have fantastic evening. Thank you for calling in. I'm going to keep the ball rolling here, as you've got a lot of people here. So I'm going to go ahead and take the next caller.
You got it, Angel.
Who got on hold to speak with Sonic?
Hi, this is Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi.
And that is an absolutely remarkable rate.
Thank you. Well, that's because the individual that was there had this remarkable soul that was allowing all this stuff to come to me. Seriously.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. So how can I help you tonight, Mike?
Yes. So, quick question. I'm taking
sure.
on a new job. I'm just bartending, and it's working on, you know, to pay the bills while I'm working on a couple projects. And
sure.
It would get me to the place is in Santa Barbara, and which is a great location, and I'll be working at my friend's wellness studio center.
Awesome.
As well.
Awesome.
But obviously that'll take some time to build and develop clientele and everything
sure.
like that. And so, but I'm kind of I think this place is going to be fine, but again, I'm also going to have, you know, anywhere from a 45-minute, half hour to a 45-minute drive, and I just kind of want to see if, because there's going to be so much going on between two jobs, and then the wellness, and then my own stuff as well. And it's just, you know, is this the right move at this time? And I do want to move to Santa Barbara.
I get that you want to move to Santa Barbara, and you know what I get too, unfortunately, is that this is going to. It's going to be overwhelming to try and hold two jobs and also do your own stuff that you're doing. What I see is that you're taking these two jobs, obviously, in order to pay your bills and at the same time build, you know, whatever you're doing in the studio, music studio, or whatever it is that you're doing, you know, till you can get that off the ground.
Right.
And what I want to say is, like, it's a lot of balls to actually juggle. I do see that you're going to get to your outcome. I'm not saying that that's not the case at all, because you persevere extremely well and under a lot of pressure. So that's not the issue. The issue is to do it with ease and grace, and I believe that there's a better way for you to get there. Like, especially what I have to say is, like, where do you live now? Do you live in L.A. or close to Santa Barbara, or are you moving from, like, Northern California to Southern California? Kind of give me an idea.
Oh, no, I live in Ventura.
Oh, you live in Ventura. I thought so. I thought you were in Southern California. And, you know, Santa Barbara is only, what, like 45 minutes away from there, right?
Exactly.
So, and your bartending job is going to be in Santa Barbara or in Ventura?
Yeah, I've got the bartending job, which is just part-time in Ventura. And then
okay.
I wait table, or I'm sorry, in Santa Barbara. And then I wait tables
okay.
part-time. I wait tables part-time at another restaurant in Ventura.
Okay.
And
okay.
The wellness studio center is in Santa Barbara as well. And
right.
a lot of my friends live there. And so it's just, you know, it's.
Can I make this much easier for you?
Yeah.
I see that there's a friend that lives in Santa Barbara, actually, that you'll be able to live with, you know, rent a room from. Pretty close,
yep.
like in a really short-term period of time here, we're talking within the next 30 days, that I would jump all over. I would let go of the table stuff job in Ventura, move
mm-hmm.
your butt over to Santa Barbara, do the bartending job, and I do see another job opening for you while the wellness center starts to build up and grow. Because
gotcha.
That is going to be amazing. The wellness center, once you guys get it going, is going to be a cash cow.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I
so
really
I know what you guys are doing. I
mean,
yeah, you have to, like, first build it, right, in the building process.
Yep.
It's we have to juggle other stuff. But make your life easier. Move, because that's where you're going to end up anyways. You
yep.
know, I know that sounds a little crazy, but if you'll be able to swing it because of your friend. Okay, that's going to open his home to you, and he's going to rent you a room. So you'll be able to do it that way. Get the two jobs there. You can get a job, you know, doing tables there just as easily as Ventura, you know, and your bartending job, and then start building the wellness center. And once you start building it and it starts to replace one of your incomes, let go of one of the jobs that you have,
yep.
you know. And then eventually what I see – like within about a year and a half's time, is you'll be able to let go of your bartending job and be full time at the wellness center.
That's awesome. And then there's also another business that we're waiting for another partner to kind of get through their rough time right now to
right.
jump get started. So and that's a sales thing. So that's
cool.
Hopefully this year.
Yeah. Okay, so can you give me the name, just the first name of the guy, your partner that you're waiting for, and I can tell you if he's going to be delayed or not, so that you
yeah,
guys
so
kind of have a sense.
The main partner, the money partner is Jeff, and then but
Jeff.
The person who's going through the rough time is Karen.
Okay.
And she's the tech person that we have to kind of have on board as well.
So she's a tech person, right, that will be
yeah.
managing the website and all that stuff?
Yeah, it's kind of an app. But, yeah, developing them and building them, yeah.
Yep. Okay. I tune into Erin, and this
Karen.
Woman is, what's that?
Karen.
Yeah,
okay.
Sorry. Karen. I'm telling you, there always is going to be trauma going on with her. Always.
Yeah.
And you need to replace her. I hate to say it, but
no.
you guys are going to be – you can't. She's part of the team?
It's very early, and she is going through a divorce and has cancer.
Oof.
So we're trying to be sympathetic.
Right.
And I came up with an idea that she finds us a replacement, and when she can kind of come back – you know, that way it's somebody we can trust, you know, to do her job.
Right.
And then when she's able
right.
to contribute, based on her contribution, gets her back up into partnership. So that way she doesn't feel like she's being pushed out.
Great.
But
great.
We can still kind of get going. And if she doesn't come back, she doesn't come back. It is what it is.
Right. So I want to – that sounds awesome. Offer it to her if she goes for it. If not – I know somebody in L.A. that does crowdfunding. She knows she's connected to all kinds of people that can do apps and all kinds of stuff. And you can definitely connect with Erin Grover. She's one of my clients.
Gotcha.
You can get a hold of her through me. So you'll have to come to sonicnova.net and I'll chat that with you. Because I definitely see that that is the link in the chain that's not solid. And the other thing I wanted to say to your friend that has cancer is she should go to my website, Living Technologies, and look for Superimmune. It's called Superimmune Activator.
I've never met her.
It is a GCMAF supplement that is curing people from cancer.
Wow, that's awesome.
So tell her to look online for a product called Superimmune Activator, and she'll find my website. And she can find
Superimmune,
the videos.
Okay.
Superimmune Activator is what it's called.
Perfect.
Real simple. And scientists developed the GCMAF about 40, 50 years ago. Other scientists recently rediscovered it. And they are doing a phenomenal job of having people get cured from cancer. I'm a life coach, by the way, and I do, and I'm a medical intuitive. You probably didn't hear that. So it would behoove her to come to somebody like me, at least to just purchase the supplements and get going on that. And go the alternative route, as opposed to if she's going to go the medical route. I gotta say this,
there's a lot of information. She's not gonna live.
Exactly. You got it.
Yeah.
And,
no,
and
I
there's,
know. I get,
there's people that are suing these pharmaceutical companies, the medical doctors, because they're killing them slowly.
Yeah.
Managed care is what it's called, till you die.
Yep.
So she wants to live. She needs to do the alternative, and I have all the natural solutions for her to heal herself, and I have clients to buy this product. You know, usually the other companies sell them for like $400 or $500 for a 3-month supply. I sell mine for $168 for a 6-month supply. You know, so it's very inexpensive and very affordable. And people are getting phenomenal results. So it just depends on her.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you're exactly right.
Beautiful.
Awesome,
Mike. That was really cool.
I was very impressed.
That was awesome. Good luck to you in your journey. I'm excited to hear about how things go.
Yeah, I'll be back.
So
stay in touch.
I certainly will. Thank you.
All right.
So before we take good night, before we take our next caller, I would love to give you a couple minutes to speak to this Living Technologies. You mentioned it once before, and I wasn't able to go back and ask you about it. So I wanted to give you a couple minutes to talk about that.
Okay. So my practice has I have three different websites, but the one website where people can get all what I call whole foods supplements, okay, and what I would basically call nutraceuticals, which is natural supplements that are food-grade supplements that haven't been – so that's the key. That's our philosophy is we do not sell supplements that have any additives, fillers, none of that crap. If I find out that they have fillers or additives or any of that stuff, I get rid of it. Like, I just drop them like a hot potato. And that's what we're known by. So all our products are actually whole foods that are turned into supplements. And I have a whole variety of things. It's living-technologies.info is the name of the website. And one of the products that I developed, it's my product, is a Superimmune Activator. Then I have a whole litany of medicinal mushrooms that actually help also people that have cancer. I have detox formulas, which are essential for us to not get cancer and keep our health. And then I have some incredible immune-boosting formulas. I was telling that to one of my psychic friends that's a best friend of mine. And she was like saying, I'm dragging all the time. I'm exhausted. I don't have energy to clean my house. I'm fried. You know, and she's burnt her adrenals, basically. And I told her you should get some Sun Eleuthera extract. She got an order placed with me last week. She just got the bottle. She started taking it. And she just basically, I'm going to read this to people. This is her testimonial. She goes, what did she say here? She said, I just got the bottle. Hi, I just got the stuff the other day, the Sun Eleuthera. And so far, I have taken 3 days worth, and my energy level is through the roof. Cleaning and getting stuff done around the house, I've been putting off. Woot, woot. This bottle will last a month, question mark. Trying to figure out how often I will have to buy it. And what she said is, thank you so much. I truly needed it. I felt like I was just getting so old and had no energy, and this has totally boosted my energy. So just in her taking it 3 days, it totally, like, so I can, because of my medical intuitive background, my herbalist background, you know, a master herbalist, you know, I go walking with people, and I go, oh, this plant is that, and they're like, how do you know this? And it's just, you know, I've learned part of it, but a lot of it is just part of who I am and what I've done in lifetimes, you know, like being a medicine woman. So, you know, I know the right supplements when people tell me what their condition is to suggest to them that they can get great results. Another one that was an amazing discovery for me is a product that I have in the detox formulas. I had bronchitis for four or five months. My bronchitis did not go away. And there was other symptoms, too, that, you know, people get, women get breast cancer because they end up taking phytoestrogens. We get that all the time, you guys, because everything's wrapped in plastic, and it's not BPA-free plastic, okay, and we don't have alternatives. And also the pesticides are like, and the GMO foods. So those three, the combination of the three go into our breast tissue, and then negative cells start to form. There's this product that's amazing that's called Mirror EPF. It's on my website that people take to detox all that stuff out of their body, and it's miraculous. It's just seven different plants that the way that they put it together is an incredible formula. But the one that I took is the Catalyst Inflam RX that got rid of my bronchitis that I had for over four. So it was chronic bronchitis that I had for over 4 months, and none of the doctors that I went to visit could figure out what the heck was wrong with me. And they wanted to do like $2,000 worth of tests, you know, that old story. And I was like, no, I'm not doing that. And I got this product, I used it, and in 2 weeks, a week and a half, my bronchitis was gone. It disappeared.
Wow.
So one of the, yeah, and it's amazing. And you can look at the testimonials. You know, like people are saying, like the super immune activator, they're amazing. My husband's getting better. Now this is the only thing that helped him. God bless you, sweetie. Have a great day. So that's my super immune activator. Then I have Scott, who bought in Canada. I said, I was so pleased talking to you earlier this evening. Please let me know when the super immune activator will be back in stock. Feel free, blah, blah, blah. That's one guy. This other person that actually got the product that was so touched by the product, it was amazing, and he basically said that the Catalyst RX had gotten rid of his four-year-long battle with bronchitis, with chronic bronchitis.
Wow.
And people come to me all the time going, what should I take? How can I feel better? I had a gentleman that just bought my super immune activator. He had bought, and I do sell these products because they're amazing, Puridyne products from Lou Corona, you know, amazing enzymes, amazing probiotics, amazing protein powders, and all, you know, for people that are vegan and want to just do plants and not eat animals. But he went on that program, and he said, I didn't get the results that I needed, and I'm constantly constipated, I'm constantly bloated, what the hell's wrong with me? And I go, probiotics, you know, and I said, but what you need to do is you need to do my super immune activator, and that will heal your gut. And he has leaky gut, because I am a remote viewer, I could see into his body. I said, you have leaky gut from too much antibiotics, and you've killed your microbiome, which is another organ that's invisible. It's not an organ like the other ones that we could see on the internet, and that carries the good bacteria into the brain and back and into the toes and everywhere else. And antibiotics are killers. They kill us, and they kill our gut and our intestinal flora, and they cause leaky gut automatically. Like the first time you take antibiotics, sulfa drugs, I don't care what they are, they will cause leaky gut. They'll give you a candida infection, a candida fungus infection, not candida albicans, and causes all kinds of problems in the body. So, you know, in remedying my health, I have discovered all these amazing cures. But, of course,
awesome.
The FDA doesn't want us to say that they're cures, right? Because,
no.
You know, they're owned by the pharmaceutical industries, you know, determining what is a cure and what isn't. They're poisonous cure. And I wanted to share something with everybody. Do you know what the root word of pharma, where it originated from, where it comes from? Most
pharma,
people don't.
You said?
So
you say, as in
like pharmaceuticals.
Okay.
The
like pharmaceutical,
first part
yes.
of pharmaceutical is pharma. Pharma in Latin originally meant poisoner.
Yeah.
So they're telling you right up front, we are selling you poisons and we're poisoning you, and you're doing it because you are volunteering to be poisoned. How about that?
That's crazy. Wow.
Yeah, and I always bring new great information like that because people need to learn, like really look, go to the etymology.com and learn the meaning of words and learn what they're
yeah.
doing to you and if you're allowing that or not. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Let's take another caller. That's really good. Let's take another caller here real quick. Thank you for holding. You're on the air with Sonic.
Hi.
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura. How can I help
Hi.
You tonight?
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to know, I'm going to go look at a house on Saturday, and I wondered what you might see for me getting that house or another house.
Okay. Can you... You don't have to tell the exact location. Just give me the location of what? Northern California and Southern California? Where are you located?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. Okay. See, I was way off. Okay. So you're looking for a house to lease, right? To rent? Is that correct?
To buy. I want to buy.
To buy. Okay.
Right.
I'm seeing that the house that you're going to look at, you're going to be disappointed in. It's not exactly what you were thinking of, and there's something so much better that's going to be coming on the market, like, within 30 days. It's not on the market yet, but they're going to put it on the market fairly soon.
Do you know if it's – there's another realtor that contacted me about a house that is a rancher,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
it's just come on the market – in August.
Okay.
I drove by that house about a week ago, and
mm-hmm.
I was wondering if that might be the house.
You said a rancher house, or did I misunderstand
ranch.
You?
It's a single.
It's a ranch-style home, right?
Yes.
Like a ranch-style home? Okay, gotcha. Is this house like 20 years old, somewhere around there?
It might be. It's a brick home.
Uh huh.
And it's
yeah,
on a small body of water, a small lake.
Uh huh. Yeah, that's what I saw. It's by a lake, and that one I think because it's by a lake, you're really gonna love. There's a couple of things that you need to that you're gonna need to work on. You know. That need to be fixed on the house, and that's part of your deal with them, you know, to buy it and get a discount or something that you're going to encounter. But, you know, there's a couple of things. There's not like 20 things on the list and it's a fixer-upper kind of thing. It actually, it's a really well-maintained home, but there's a couple of key things that need to be worked on and need to be fixed either before you buy the house or they can discount it and you can have somebody fix it. That's my answer
okay.
about the rancher home.
Supposedly they had put in a new kitchen.
Okay.
So I'm hoping this is the house. So if this isn't on the market yet, and it's coming up in August, maybe that's the one you're
talking
about.
That's my feeling that that's the house that I'm seeing for you, and they had to fix a couple of things before they put it on the market, right?
Yeah. When would you see me being able to close on that?
When do I see you being able to what on that?
Close.
Oh, to close. Well,
yeah.
First it has to come on the market. Once you see it, you need to stay. Okay, so the good thing is that it is a buyer's market right now, right? It's not a seller's market, and you have 10 offers for one house, which is a good thing because of our economy. But I see after August, okay, after it's out on the market and you put in your offer, I see like a closing, about a 60-day closing period. Like once they see that you have an approved loan, everything is good, you know, you all check out, you know, then it's going to be about a 30 to 60-day for closing.
Okay, and then with my job, you think that will be stable for me to be able to go forward with it? Because I do contract work.
Okay. Well, what I see, and that's what I was going to say, I was like, going to go, you don't have a stable job because you do contracting work. You know what I mean? It's like when the contract's over, you have to go on to the next job, right?
Right.
But what I also see is that you're amazing at that. You're amazing at manifesting, and that the next job, like, you usually are ahead of the curveball and you're always planning ahead. So when, before, even like 6 months before your contract's up, you're already looking for the next gig. You know what I mean? You're not putting your hat and going,
yeah,
oh, they're going to hire me permanently kind of thing. You're always like, next, you know?
Right.
And if you
exactly
keep that pace, like if you keep doing what you're doing, you got I forget what that's called, like a beautiful strategy that works beautifully for you and is going to continue to. So you don't have to worry that, oh, I bought the house and now I have a huge mortgage and I don't have the job to pay for it. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
I don't see it that way because of the way you plan things out. That's why.
Well, so this contract ends the first week of October, which is why the house situation.
Right.
You see me going into a contract immediately
I do,
that?
Regardless whether you're going to have the job or not, you're qualified to be able to get into this house, you know? And then what
yeah
you got to do at the same time is you got to go hustle to get the next gig. And then I have a secret for you. It's not a secret, but it's a solution. Once you buy this house, you know, and you've paid your mortgage for a couple of months,
yeah,
I'll be happy to give you a link to a gentleman that actually does a promissory note that pays off the loan. And he knows how to do that. And depending on how much, okay, he charges quite a bit, but depending on how much your house is worth, like a $300,000 home, I think he charges like $16,000 to do all this paperwork and to send him the promissory note, which means the promissory note pays for the house. You never have to pay a loan again, okay? And basically, then you have it, you own it for free and clear, so you don't ever have to worry about that. And then there's other things you can do to remedy. Taxes on homes are illegal for the federal government or state governments to charge, but we don't know that. So when you're ready to tackle that, please contact me on my website, sonicnova.net, and I'll put you in touch with my significant other, and he is a legal eagle when it comes to this stuff, who will help you get all that set up.
Oh, thank
Go
you.
Ahead.
I will contact you for that. Thank you.
Please
great
do, because I know that we can direct you to the guy that's going to free up your mortgage so you don't ever, and you'll have great credit. It's not like you're not going to pay for, like this clears the debt completely. You'll be free of debt. You'll own it outright. And then there's another couple of steps to get you so you don't have to pay state taxes anymore for your home or home taxes, okay? There's a couple of things that you need to do that you could go to Chris for and get that cleared up, and then you can actually file for what is called an allodial title, which means you own the property outright, because what they're giving us, the banks are giving us, is a pink slip that's just like the Monopoly game. It's not really a title. It's a fake title. And that's what they're floating all over the place, so they can steal these properties and take them back, you know, and have somebody else buy it. And the banks are actually, you know, the banks are actually so fraudulent, and they're having us pay a mortgage. And I want to explain to you what word means, like you've noticed. You know, mort means dead, okay? That's in Latin.
Yeah.
And gauge means gauging your death. But it's a pledge to gauge your death is what they're giving you. But really what it used to be in the old times is they were pledging to you their death in order for you to sign, to put a signature, you know. So they've reversed it on us. And they double dip and triple dip. And so the moment we sign that mortgage, they actually get paid by the Treasury for the full amount of the house. How about that? And then they actually go ahead and charge you interest, and they charge you a monthly payment. So you're double paying for this mortgage. How about that?
Yeah. Well, PMI.
So the solution to that is for you to do a promissory note, and I'll direct you to the guy that can do it for you, and it's free and clear. And then you get the title of the property, the real title of the property. And that you can call Chris, how to set all that up and get all that put together. And once you do that, they can never charge you taxes. They can never do anything to that property. It's yours for the rest of your life, and you can pass it on to your descendants.
Oh, wow.
Pretty cool.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Connie. Wow, that was a lot of
you're
information.
You're welcome.
I think, don't forget to get in touch with her at where can she get in touch with Sonic?
SonicNova.net.
Beautiful. Thanks, Sonic.
Thank you.
I will contact you.
You're so
awesome.
Welcome, Laura. Happy shopping.
Happy shopping. That was amazing. And you still have a lot of people. So I want to make sure that people are aware how to get in touch with you before your last call of action for the evening. Any offerings that
please.
You'd like to give them. So give your,
sure.
your shameless plug here on the radio.
I know. So, okay, so I don't get to read for you here, but like I said, I'm only $2.08 a minute. I'm worth every penny, as you could see. And you can catch me on sonicnova.net. And the cool stuff is that I have a chat that you can chat with me on there, you know, where you can type chat with me. And I'm the person that answers the chat. So if I'm not there, do me a favor, leave your first name. If you don't want to leave me your last name, that's fine. Leave me your email. Otherwise, I can't correspond with you. Because this chat, what it does is when you put your email and you put your first name, you don't have to give me your phone number. What it will do is when I find that I have a chat and I didn't get to do it because I was either in a private session with somebody or I wasn't home, then I can it will email right back to you the answers, and then we can set up a time where you can get on there, and that chat is designed for you to ask me questions about how I do readings, not really to get a free reading. Usually I have a service on my website where if people want to get a free reading as a sample, because a lot of people want that, I tell them they have to sign up with Click for Advisor. I have them on my website. And I'll give you a 5-minute free reading. After that, you'll have to call in through that and call me for readings, or you can do it directly. So that's how that works.
Perfect. Well, down to our last 90 seconds. It's always a joy to have you here. And I think with next month coming up to the solar eclipse, I would love.
Yeah, in August.
Kind of,
in Leo.
In August.
Yikes.
To think about. Yeah, right? Opportunity to talk about the more cosmically fun stuff, and then we gotta give you a show to talk about this health stuff. So you've got lots to give,
sure,
and we've got lots of time to give it because we got you every month. So you got 1 minute to say bye bye. I'm excited too. I'm always excited. You get me all excited, and then I gotta try to go to sleep.
I love it.
Thank you so much for joining us. SonicNova.net is where you can find her. You can find her here on New Age Guild. And check every month this time you'll hear her. And you never know, I might slide her in here one day against her will, like I could ever do that.
It would never
be
against my will. I love providing information to people. So.
I know you do. Good night, everybody. Have a fantastic evening, and God bless you. Bye-bye.
Great. Thank you so much for the opportunity, and have a great night, Angel. It was a pleasure.
Thank you. Good night.
And see you next week, next month.
Next month.
Welcome
Bye-bye.
To New Age Guild Radio.
Right.
We
Bye.
Are a growing community striving to bring you New Age and holistic practitioners, news, resources, and trending information from across the community. We welcome your feedback and suggestions for future programming, and yes, we do take questions on the air. Please visit us for free at newageguild.com